It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. Dr. Craig, good morning to you. Hang on a second. We're going to finish up Brendan from the other hour. Welcome back, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, with all this personal responsibility that CJ likes to speak of, you know, we're still a society, you know, as we were talking about with the phones and children, and they say it takes
a village,
you know,
right?
It takes a village to raise a child. It also takes a society to take care of itself in some ways. And, you know, we are one of the few countries without public medicine. Now there are negatives and positives with that as well. I know people up in Canada, I have friends, you know, they pay high tax for things, but you know, their medicine and their surgeries and their doctor visits are free, and they're, you know, sometimes wait. But you know, we have to start taking care of each other, and this whole thing of personal responsibility, it doesn't fly, CJ, because there's not enough people in your party taking personal responsibility for what's going on right now. So that's all I really had to say.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Hey, good morning to you. You know, doctor, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Earl? Nice. I love midsummer.
Yes. You know, Dr. Craig, are you... Just so many different things going on. Now, just imagine, 2 weeks ago, you and I were having conversation, you know, things were just slogging along, heading towards the Democratic Convention, heading towards what many of us thought was maybe the end of things as we knew it. You know, you're an eternal optimist. I'm one of those guys who was watching things and saying, oh, man, it's going to be 4 years of Donald Trump. What are we going to do? I was accepting that premise. And now it's, tell us about, you know, what you see, and especially in your organization and the excitement that's going around. I mean, everywhere I look, Dr. Craig, you know, it's like spring has sprung again.
Well, it felt like a death march,
yes.
Right? And now at least it seems like spring is on the way, though then again, that is not inevitable either. And we are a little bit of a honeymoon period.
Right.
But what happened is we had maximized the number of people that could just vote because of Donald Trump and the threats to democracy and to everything that was built in the 20th century and early 21st century that he threatens. And we needed to give another group of people, younger people, a lot of young people of color, something to believe in. And that's where there's been a dramatic shift if you're tracking the polling. In fact, Frank Luntz, the famous Republican pollster, was on NPR this morning, clearly, you know, said, warning the Republicans that, look, these voters that were going to vote for Robert Caddy, not vote at all, young voters, voters of color, more progressive voters, that they're all energized and active, and it's changed the entire election. With Biden, there was a situation where the only battleground states he could potentially win were Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. He was behind in at least two of the three, if not all three. Now the Sunbelt states, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, all back in play. Younger, more, much more diverse electorates than Wisconsin is, for example. And so this has changed everything, but it's still a very close race. And Kamala Harris is it pains to say she's still the underdog. And we've also gotten to see finally, with President Biden's age out of the picture as the dominant overbearing issue, we're really learning about J.D. Vance, and it's not very good. And then we have Donald Trump saying unhinged things like this: if Christians, he means evangelical right-wing Christians, he doesn't mean all Christians, vote now, then they won't have to vote ever again. And he said it wasn't just one little line. He went on about how they fix it. That's the word. So you wouldn't have to vote anymore.
You know, Dr. Craig, it just comes to a point where we know that Donald Trump has always been unhinged. It doesn't matter that he says these ridiculous things. That's who he is. He's going to keep saying ridiculous things, right? All the way through, because he that's how his mind works. That's who he is. Those are his beliefs. But when others try to explain away what he means, and he knows exactly what he means. He's the guy who said it. But then all these other people come behind me. Oh, no. That's not what he meant. This is what he meant.
Classic Jake Tapper on State of the Union. Played it for Tim Cotton, the very right-wing militaristic senator from Arkansas. And Cotton's very cool. And he just, without batting an eyelash, gave a totally different explanation and said that he was just talking about the integrity of the election. And, of course, you can listen to that about 45 seconds. He was talking about nothing of the sort. He was talking about making sure that there weren't elections anymore and that their side would be permanently in control, I guess, with J.D. Vance as the heir apparent. And with J.D. Vance, you see, you can make fun of and be amused by the childless cat lady line. But people who are single, people who are childless, are quick, very fast growing part of our electorate. The 1950s really never was the Leave It to Beaver world, but that's what's being imagined, right? I mean, that just ignored a lot of other people. But this is, people are using their freedom to decide whether they want to be in a traditional kind of marriage in the suburbs, with children, with the wife and kids, or do something else. And J.D. Vance, he's too smart by half in some ways, to use an H.L. Mencken term, because he's Ivy League educated, very bright, but he's able to articulate it in a way that makes it real. Like, oh my God, these folks are saying that no one does not fit their stereotype of how people ought to live matters, and that they're the problem. And so he's unintentionally doing a very good job of revealing how kind of judgmental and reactionary and dismissive of lots and lots of Americans this ticket is.
You know, Dr. Craig, how do they possibly, politically, you've got to be careful when you're running for any office that everything you say publicly, you have to really vet it based on the fact that it could cost you votes. So how does a ticket with two gunslingers who say whatever it is they want to say, even though we know the race is going to be close, long term, Dr. Craig, those statements that J.D. Vance said about single people who have chosen not to have children, and Donald Trump's statements about never having to vote ever again, combined in a real world, Dr. Craig, those two statements alone should just about be enough to make people look at them and say, hey, no, we don't, that's not what we're looking for, because what they've done is just condemn so many different people. How can I vote for them? If I'm any of those people that they're talking about, how can I vote for them?
Well, it's the downside of this political style, this approach. And Donald Trump should not be underestimated. They say that genius is narrow. His genius is for publicity and for propaganda and for revving people up. But what revs up a third of the electorate, what they're thrilled to hear, what Mitt Romney and John McCain and the Bushes and Ronald Reagan would never say, he'll say the unsayable they want said. That's what gets them to the rallies and gets them revved up. But then when the rest of the country hears about it, you know, we all know this hypothetical single women who have cats. I didn't know they ran the world. I didn't know they were inherently unethical and immoral. But, you know, in that world, that makes sense, right? Some of the MSNBC hosts like to call it Earth One and Earth Two. But that's the problem. Earth One is hearing about what really excites and what Earth Two believes in. And there's this long record of J.D. Vance being a brilliant idiot in the sense that he can articulate it very clearly and its implications. And then when you play that to everyone else, it's like, oh, my Lord, who is this person? Now, that's still to say they're a turnout machine, and they bring people out of the hills who don't usually vote because they're so thrilled by this. And so we still have a real problem here in terms of winning this election. It's still going to come down to a few battleground states like Wisconsin. We have a lot of other headwinds, like what Netanyahu just did in Israel.
We're going to talk about that.
The political leader of Hamas, who is negotiating the ceasefire, and Netanyahu can't have a ceasefire because then he's out of office and is being prosecuted, and then widening the war with Hezbollah, which is a much more powerful force to the north in Lebanon. It really looks like we're stuck with a Israeli leader who wants the war to continue, and that is a huge threat to the unity of the Democratic coalition. Earl.
So, Dr. Craig, you stole my thunder. We were going to talk about that after the break, but we're going to certainly get back to that. No question. 844-967-2789 is the number. Guys, hang on the phone lines. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. That means the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. You know, Dr. Craig, before we go to the phone lines, you know, the fact that, you know, with all the things that we see, all the things that are being said, before I brought you on, I went through the 10 differences between liberals and conservatives, Republicans and Democrats. And it just so happened that almost all of the things, Dr. Craig, that referred to the Democrats and liberals were based on concern for other people. You know, concern for other human beings, not for corporations, not for any of those things, but for concerned about the lives of human beings. and the quality of those lives. On the other side, as I read those 10 components, it was about business, corporations. It was about, you know, what we can't do, what we can't afford. And so when, and as I ran down those 10 things, I wanted to ask you, when you look at the things that are happening and occurring in this society right now that can improve the lives of the average person, the average American, why is it that on the one side, the folk who are called liberals, and then on the other side, the people who are more concerned about the corporations and those kinds of things, that's a stark difference to me, Dr. Craig, between the two, and I don't understand why we're just stuck in the middle on this, since there are more people in this nation who need one another than there are those who can live independently of us with all their wealth. Why is it tight? I don't understand that.
Well,
I know it's a tough question, but anyway.
This is a fundamental divide that you can trace back throughout all human history, you know, in completely different economic systems, ideological and religious contexts. And there's been a long struggle between these two sides of human nature. Frankly, we're talking about different sides of human nature here. And so there's no resolution. There's a question of how we get Abraham Lincoln's words, how we reach back and elevate the better angels of our nature. Now, when you say there's a better angels of our nature, biblical term, you're saying there's a worse angels as well.
Right.
Worse, right? And so look, the scientific research on the brains of modern people in the United States or developed world show that the continuum of care harm, like people who are worried about someone being harmed or wanting to care for them, is much higher among progressives and then Democrats generally than conservatives. And conservatives are much higher in other moral emotions, like repugnance or disgust to something that violates their norms, fear of others who are different than us, fear of change or novelty or new ways of living or countries that are different than us, different, right down to the point of whether you're interested in experimenting with different cuisines or traveling around the world to unique cultures and unique places. It actually falls along liberal and conservative lines. So there are some conservatives interested in those things.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. It's a tendency, not a universal. And so it comes down to this. And this is where we have to like elevate the better angels of our nature. Do you care that someone who is lived a productive life is trying to raise their family and build up resources for their retirement, can't pay for their insulin, they're diabetic because the pharmaceutical companies are price gouging because Wall Street says, if you can get higher profits, get them, consequences be damned. And that's where it falls. One will side more with business, big pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
And one will say, we can't allow that to happen. We can't have a drug we paid to research, right, for research,
right,
which is cheap, dirt cheap to produce, and has been around for decades and decades, be made unaffordable just for profit, that you're going to profit off people's life and death. And so this is what it comes down to. It's why the concern for Palestinians is much higher within the Democratic coalition, though not universal, right? Where it's not even a question in the Republican coalition. They're willing to back Netanyahu entirely and the Israeli, a very right-wing Israeli government. And so that's where the divide comes in. Same with immigration, right? I mean, I see Harris, this is a concern I have because Arizona and Nevada, real problem there with our immigration stance with younger voters and voters of color and progressive voters, right? They're doing very effective ads right now, the Harris campaign, pointing out Trump's hypocrisy that a right-wing deal created by an Oklahoma right-wing senator was nixed by Trump so that he could keep the immigration issue alive politically. And so that it's good to hit that, but they're embracing the right-wing vision of how you deal with immigration. So they're going to need to also talk about a different vision, because we haven't had immigration reform for 30 years because Republicans have been dropping it. And we had efforts by George W. Bush, which Republicans shot down, and then by President Obama. And so we've got to talk about what a humane, sensible immigration system that is recognizes people's rights, but also recognizes that we can't just have no controls whatsoever. We need to consider people already here to come to that compromise, like we did in the 80s with Ronald Reagan, when he gave amnesty, yes, the word amnesty, to millions and millions of people. And so that we need to get to that next step, I think. But I think it's about making the case and winning and then proving case, right? Proving that this works, like proving that a healthcare system that is not completely dictated by big pharmaceutical companies, big insurance companies, big hospital monopolies is going to serve our interests better and also have better results as far as humanity.
You know, Dr. Craig, you know, you put it in perspective. 844-967-2789 is the number. Hang on the phone lines. We'll come to you directly. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show. All right. Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday's with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go right to the phone lines. Hey, Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, I am a Franklin Delano Roosevelt democracy warrior. I believe in democracy. I don't believe in authoritarian or in Project 2025. If anyone hasn't Googled that, they should. Second, I don't know when CJ talks about personal responsibility. I haven't seen anywhere where Republicans have taken in power. Have taken personal responsibility. We had an illegal war that George War Criminal Bush started. They've never taken personal responsibility for anything that they do. And now they got a guy that basically just garbage comes out of his mouth. I call him Don Old, O-L-D, Donald the Dodger, because he dodged the draft. He probably will dodge the debate. He probably will dodge anything that comes his way. But I just wanted to say that I think these people are ridiculous. And I think that, yes, we can all get along. In fact, I get along very well with my conservative friends. We have a difference of opinion. But the people in power are not for the working man and woman. The people in power on the Republican side are for the billionaire class and for the rich. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, a Hamas leader was killed last night. Israel struck inside of Iran. Joe Biden has been working, trying to, you know, not allow this thing to expand. I don't know if people really understand, Dr. Craig, the implications of what transpired last night, long term, that could drag America into something much broader. Clearly, Israel is already going to be engaged in something much broader. It's had its, you know, for the most part, Israel is not equipped to deal with a war with Iran, Hezbollah, and what's happening, and what they're dealing with in Gaza. What, you know, they made this decision. Netanyahu made this decision, Dr. Craig, that will drag America into it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he came here and posed for photo ops.
And got standing ovations from people on the right.
Honor of speaking before a joint session of Congress when he's credibly committed of accused of war crimes. And so the United States has been trying to avoid being embroiled in a regional war in the Middle East since the 1940s, since the creation of the State of Israel. And we're in a very perilous situation. President Biden, if you take it from the standpoint of it being non-negotiable that Israel is a core ally, right, has been extremely reasonable with them in that Biden himself has admitted they've engaged in a disproportionate response to October 7th, as horrible as that was and much of a crime that was, and have had very little regard for the lives of innocent people, innocent women and children, non-combatants. And it's not just those who have died with, shall we say, very unsmart bombs made by us that destroy whole city blocks, right?
Right.
They've also cut off food and water in a way, and medical care in a way that Lancet, the medical journal, proposes has estimated 180,000 people have died, not only the 38,000 wow. directly from weapons. Okay, so this is horrendous. But what Biden has tried to do with Anthony Blinken and the rest of his team is to state his disagreement while still mostly, except he cut off the most indiscriminate bombs, right? The blockbusting kind right. of bombs. And rhetorically saying, I want you to change, and trying to get them to change and create a whole ceasefire pathway to try to force, while he was saying Israel supported it, clearly Netanyahu has been the major barrier to it. So when then you also have the fact that there's Hezbollah is a much stronger force.
Lebanon,
to the north, and they have been very restrained, but this Israeli government seems, it seems hell-bent on causing a war there as well. So we would be dragged in. Now we have this honor culture between right-wing governments. So Iran feels it has to respond. Israel feels it has to respond more strongly. This is very conservative kind of dual kind of stuff, right? I'd call old honor culture kind of stuff. And it's the eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth leaves the whole world blind. That's the Gandhi quote on Old Testament justice. And so we're in a very dangerous situation because this leader of Hamas was the leader of the political wing, and he was the one who had agreed to all of the terms that would allow a ceasefire. So when you assassinate the negotiating partner, when you clearly don't want a ceasefire and a pathway to ultimate peace, that's a way to make sure it doesn't happen. And so what Biden has done is failed. What we have to start doing, because they can't fight this war without us, is we need to start conditioning military aid. And it's that simple. And Donald Trump will never do that. Donald Trump will What, he thinks that Iran and everyone's going to back off because Donald Trump is strong. He is a strong man, and they'll always respect him. This ridiculous kind of blather on his part. Right now is the situation, and I think that, and it's going to harm Kamala Harris unless Biden takes a stronger position right now, because clearly every attempt to use diplomacy, to use moral suasion, has failed. It's partly because it's a very right-wing government. It's partly because Netanyahu is very unpopular. He allowed October 7th. And because he's actually going to be prosecuted for a lot of corruption. And the only way to stay in power and to stay out of prosecution is to keep the war going.
You know, Dr. Craig, sometimes the best answer is not to just say that we can't say anything. We shouldn't. We need to just be quiet and support Israel 100%. We can't say anything. I don't know if people realize just how close we are. Israel's Iron Curtain cannot withstand the rockets from Hezbollah and Iran. And so there's no way. Now, again, it's not Israel itself, Dr. Craig, because many of the Israelis disagree with Netanyahu. Yes. They themselves have protested. Unpopular. Yes, they themselves have protested this.
Been protesting him since the beginning because he could care less clearly about releasing hostages. This is about his long hoped for campaign of ethnic cleansing.
And this has endangered Israelis as well. And so this is a clearly, Dr. Craig, a historical moment in history that I hope people don't overlook, because it is as dangerous a time as our nation has had to face in a long, long time. And just because you don't see it on television and they're not talking about it doesn't mean that we're not in a perilous situation.
Talk shows love the political horse race, all of them, right? That what could pop the bubble on the Chicago convention and all of Kamala Harris's momentum right now, it's we have much more aggressive protests there because this escalation from here and the U.S. is getting directly involved and President Biden continues to act kind of like Charlie Brown with Lucy in the football, where Netanyahu keeps just stealing the football from him and he doesn't do anything. Yeah, then Trump is mad that more Jews are not going to vote for him because they should be voting for him because in his view, they're one group. They totally support everything the current Israeli government does, and therefore they should all be voting for him, despite the fact that there are so many progressive Jewish Americans, right, who actually, go to your earlier topic, care about harm and opportunity for people, right, and justice generally. I think it's also a shame that there are a lot of well-intentioned supporters of Israel, not only Jewish Americans, but including them, who feel like there's a choice here between supporting Israel and the Jewish people or not, but are put in this position where they're essentially giving cover to a man like Netanyahu and this cabinet, because that is not fair to them and what their values are. I hope more of them will see that, but that's a real problem. There's a blindness that can occur once you see the horrors of things like Hamas's October 7th attack.
You know, Dr. Craig, they struck in a Beirut suburb.
Yeah.
And so this is not cannon fodder. This is nothing lightweight. This is as serious as it gets. As you stated, for 40 years, they've tried to keep the lid on this. This may be as close to that lid coming off as we've been. And I don't know, Dr. Craig, how, because Iran is going to look to strike back, and certainly you know, it happened on their land, and they look at it as an assault, as an attack on their land, and it's just a dangerous, dangerous time. And at the root of it, Dr. Craig, is Joe Biden is still the president while this is going on. We can't talk about, we can't talk about.
It is designed to undermine American policy of achieving a ceasefire and then a pathway to peace and then to a two-state solution, which Netanyahu opposes. If you oppose a two-state solution, then what you're supportive of is essentially completing the process of expelling Palestinians from all of the remaining land that, that they've occupied for generations.
You know, Dr. Craig, the impact,
that needs to be the policy.
The impact that this can have on the election, right? It's safe to say that with all the celebrations that's going on, this right here could undermine all of that.
It makes the convention much harder, particularly because what can happen, what shoes will drop now. There'll be more retaliation, escalation
right
between now and then. President Biden has a very capable foreign policy team. I don't know, aside from taking a stand against Netanyahu, they don't have the tools to deal with Netanyahu. They do not. They've showed great skill in trying to get this ceasefire process almost to the finish line. And you see what Netanyahu does to undermine that. That's what this is. This is also a move against our whole foreign policy and our whole diplomacy. People can understand Israel is not acting like our empire.
844-967-2789. We're not talking about the people. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig and you. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig. Let's go to the phone lines. And Marty from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Marty. It was good to see you this past Saturday at Community Brainstorming, my friend.
No, you didn't shake my hand. I didn't shake your hand.
Well, we was, you know.
Thank you for saying that, Earl.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm kind of changing the subject, but I'm going back to how you started the show today, quoting the Bible. I appreciate and understand and the complexity and everything of the trials and tribulations of the Middle East, but I'm just a Milwaukee guy, simple guy. Earl and Doctor, can you help me out here? We've had a gentleman that was killed at the Hyatt Hotel. He's been laying on the ground figuratively for 31 days in the hot sun. Where is the Democratic DA of our city? Where is the Wisconsin state attorney helping our city? Where is an assistant U.S. attorney under Garland? I have faith in the Democratic Party, but the way they're acting over the past 30 days with this man laying in the ground and the family not even being contacted by anybody, this is no way to run a justice system. This is injustice. And that's how you started this show, Earl. This is unbelievable to we don't even hear from the DA. I haven't heard from the DA in 4 years. You had him on your show about 3 years ago, Earl.
So for those in the audience who don't know what he's talking about a gentleman who was, clearly had some mental problems in his life, who was at the Hyatt Regency. He went to use the men's room or a restroom, again, a disabled man. He apparently went into a woman's restroom. He then left the hotel and was accosted by 3 to 4 security guards who basically did the same thing to him, Dr. Craig, that happened to George Floyd. Basically put, you know, applied a lot of pressure to that gentleman, 41 years old, who begged for his life and lost his life in the same manner that George Floyd lost his. And so it has been over 30 days. They've got the full tape, Dr. Craig. There's no question about it. But Marty, what I would say to you is that the what the DA is saying is they're waiting for the results of toxicology and other things before they can respond. That's what they are saying publicly, you know, and I don't support any of those things, but that is what they're saying publicly. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that?
Well, I think it's helpful for citizens like Marty to ask these questions because that puts pressure on the system, right? Not knowing, I don't think either three of us know precisely what's going on the inside, but that is a problem. I understand that you don't want to make statements ahead of the facts because then you could jeopardize the case. But there is a public piece of this. People know about this, right? And there's a way to reassure people more that you are seriously investigating and that you don't tolerate this kind of thing. And, you know, D.A. Chisholm is a lame duck. He's not running for re-election, so I don't know. But he also tends not to be that public a D.A. But on the other hand, anytime he raises his head, the right is ready to attack him as some accommodationist who is releasing all of the deadly criminals. Their ridiculous adolescent messaging about DAs that are not their DAs, right? Or right. Police chief, right. Et cetera, et cetera. And that they throw against all of their opponents, quite nonsensically. But it appeals to people. Let's be tougher. So I think that we need to keep raising these concerns. The proof will be in the pudding about whether there is a serious prosecution, whether there are convictions, right? But at this stage, I do think the system needs to learn to be able to do both, to deal with the fact that we all know about this and deal with the complexities of due process and doing the kind of investigation and prosecution that can be successful in a system that is still based on, quite frankly, these are private security firms. They're probably well represented. Any legal mistakes these lawyers will use. They will not be overworked public defenders trying to defend these cases, I'm guessing. It's not what happens to a lot of lower income black and brown people in this city, where they're forced to plea even when they're innocent.
All right, let's go to Gene from McClure. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, you know, it does take a long time to prosecute cases and investigate, but, you know, everybody that's concerned, call them up and say, we're waiting and we're watching and we want to see results of this, and please do your job. And you can be real polite about it. The more people that call, maybe the faster they'll move. Be active. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. We all need to be involved in every aspect of what's going on. If things bother you, call and talk to the person. You don't need to yell at them, but let them know. And then they know, then, that people are watching and that people care. So use your phone or use your, you know, your text, but call on it. Be active in it. I've called, before Nancy Pelosi even started the investigation, I was calling her weekly. Well, maybe twice a week. What are you doing? Our attorney general, I've called him. What are you doing about January 6th and the fake electors? I call him at least once a week. They're used to my voice. You know, you got it. And the more voices there are, not just one voice, but the more voices there are, you will get things done.
Hey, Gene, thank you for the call. Dr. Craig, thank you as always. Am I going to see you at the Democratic convention?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
But you're going to be doing Radio Row there, one of your favorite things.
Well, we're going to be there. Civic Media is going to be there in numbers. We're going to be there throughout those entire 4 days. Our presence will be felt.
It's partly a legal question. You have to decide whether you're on the coordinated or uncoordinated side of the election. Anyway, not fully resolved. Just so folks know, there's all sorts of complexities when you lead a nonprofit.
Yes, sir. All right. We'll see you next Wednesday, Dr. Craig. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach, Madnair on Air. Enjoy the weather.